Very good, said the captain. Now you'll hear me. If you'll come up one by one, unarmed, I'll engage to clap you all in irons and take you home to a fair trial in England. If you won't, my name is Alexander Smollett. I've flown my sovereign's colours, and I'll see you all at Davy Jones. You can't find the treasure. You can't sail the ship. There's not a man among you fit to sail the ship.
Silver's face was a picture. His eyes started in his head with wrath. He shook the fire out of his pipe.
Give me a hand up, he cried. Not I, returned the captain. Who'll give me a hand up?
He roared. Not a man among us moved. Growling the foulest imprecations, he crawled along the sand till he got hold of the porch and could hoist himself again upon his crutch. Then he spat into the spring, and with a dreadful oath he stumbled off, ploughed down the sand, was helped across the stockade, after 4 or 5 failures, by the man with the flag of truce, and disappeared in an instant afterwards among the trees. As soon as Silver disappeared, the captain, who had been closely watching him, turned towards the interior of the house.
"My lads," said he, "I've given Silver a broadside. I pitched it in red-hot on purpose, and before the hour's out, we shall be boarded. We're outnumbered, I needn't tell you that, but we fight in shelter, and a minute ago I should have said we fought with discipline. I've no manner of doubt that we can drub them, if you choose."
There was a round score of muskets for the 7 of us. The firewood had been built into 4 piles, tables, you might say, one about the middle of each side, and on each of these tables some ammunition and 4 loaded muskets were laid ready to the hand of the defenders. In the middle, the cutlasses lay ranged.
Doctor, said the captain, you will take the door, see, and don't expose yourself. Keep within, and fire through the porch. Hunter, take the east side there. Mr. Trelawney, you are the best shot, and will take this long north side. With the 5 loopholes, it's there the danger is. Hawkins, neither you nor I are much account at the shooting. We'll stand by to load and bear a hand.
An hour passed away, till suddenly Joyce whipped up his musket and fired. The report had scarcely died away ere it was repeated and repeated from without in a scattering volley, shot behind shot, like a string of geese, from every side of the enclosure. Several bullets struck the log-house, but not one entered, and as the smoke cleared away and vanished, the stockade and the woods around it looked as quiet and empty as before. Not a bough waved, not the gleam of a musket barrel betrayed the presence of our foes. Then, with a loud huzzah, a little cloud of pirates leapt from the woods on the north side and ran straight on the stockade. At the same moment, the fire was once more opened from the woods, and a rifle ball sang through the doorway and knocked the doctor's musket into bits. The boarders swarmed over the fence like...